Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that we invite you to join in the dialogue and discussion. You can do so by dialing 831-0917. That's 904-831-0917. I'd love to hear from you today. We're talking about Satan's battle for our kids. It's a battle for the heart and the mind, the soul, the bodies, the lives of our children, and it means the difference in where we're going as a nation and future generations that will stand for good and for godliness. I'm looking at an article, and it's, I touched on it before the news break. It's not just normal versus crazy. It's good versus evil. And this particular writer says kudos to Sarah Huckabee Sanders for providing a hard-hitting, no-nonsense response that went after the worst excuses being inflicted on our country: weakness in foreign policy, complete unenforced immigration laws, illegal drug pouring across our borders, raging inflation, and top-down economic meddling under the guise of green investments, and the absolute insanity of the culture wars. And this writer goes on to say, the dividing line in America is no longer between right and left. The choice is between normal and crazy. This is what Sarah Huckabee Sanders said. And this writer says kudos for what she's saying, what millions are thinking and looking and believing. But it's truth. In the truth, we are way, way, way past normal versus crazy. This is today good versus evil. And this writer goes on to talk about previous presidents and their administration and what they had done in relationship to promulgating and pushing things. I'm looking at an article that says, training video uses non-binary doll to pervert the minds of 4-year-olds. And it's talking about the indoctrination video that's, this article says, that surfaced, showing a trans-identified daycare instructor using a gender-neutral doll to teach 4- and 5-year-old children to accept the identity of a non-binary as an alternative to being called boy or girl. The video from an anti-biased documentary reportedly shown to North Carolina daycare center owners shows this taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're trying to get you to understand, what we want to be able to have a clear understanding of today, is we're watching the satanic demonic aura that is increasing each and every day to take the hearts and the minds and the lives of our sons and our daughters. We see that taking place, ladies and gentlemen, with the sexualization, the grooming, and the brainwashing of our children in the government-controlled schools. We see it with the teaching of the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. We see the government-controlled schools focused on not academics, but on growing our children into believing that somehow, some way, God put them in the wrong body, wanting our kids to believe that God made an error and that he didn't create a male and female. He created, in fact, Pastor Davis, I believe there's, they conclude that there's some 104, 110 different genders today. It takes a, can I be polite? It takes an idiot to think that. And yet we find that is what is taking place today. What we're saying, ladies and gentlemen, is we're watching the erosion of the foundation of our nation and the destruction of the hearts and the minds of our sons and our daughters. And it's where even parents today, Pastor Davis, are, some parents today are being convinced that their son or daughter may be in the wrong gender body. In fact, it is sad to see that. Listen to an article. A self-described former true believer in gender ideology has publicly admitting that she regrets leading her son to transition into a girl when he was just 4 years old.
My.
A woman and mother identified only as Rose recently discussed her story. Quote, I transitioned my child. I regret it. Rose appeared on the screen with her face obscured, but otherwise spoke openly about how she spent years raising her two sons as gender neutral and now denying them a clear identity, gender identity, how it ultimately harmed her children. The ideology stopped you from asking too many questions about questions and from putting the pieces together in the real truth category. You just say, this is it, period. There's no understanding of what's underneath the ideology, she says. She goes on to talk about the horrors that her kids have gone through as a result of her decision to transition them at 4 years old.
Well,
now,
Dr. Young,
Pastor Davis, I believe that's child abuse.
Amen. Now, when you look at the decision that this parent might have made on that downward slide, mm-hmm. because that's where we are right now in society. We're on a downward slide.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, it's bad enough to slide, but when you're on a downward slide and you end up getting too far, sometimes it's too late to turn around.
That's right.
And that's where this parent has seemed to find themselves to be mm-hmm. at right now. They have come to that particular point to where they realize that they can't go back.
You can't
because
undo
there
it.
Are no do-overs.
That's right, no do-overs.
Once you have made this decision,
well stated, yes.
You can't reverse that. You have messed up your child's life because simply, and I feel like this is a part of that problem, why that decision was made, it reflects on the home training of that parent.
Yes.
Now, if we go back and examine the lives of a lot of these people, many of them come from a one-parent household.
Yes, absolutely.
We were talking about that before the broadcast.
Yes.
Now, we have to know. Mothers, we know that you do a good job. I thank God. I had a good mother. You had a good mother.
Right.
Many a time they had to face hardships because yes. dads were not in place at
right.
certain given times.
Mm-hmm.
So the mother probably had to take on a dual role in the family as mother and father.
Yes.
But the truth of the matter is, Dr. Youngblood, even though mothers mean well, they cannot raise a boy how to be a man.
That's right.
It takes a man to raise a man.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand there are some households where the mother has had to do everything, and quite a few times the boys come out well, but I can guarantee if you examine that situation even closer, they have had an uncle, they've had a grandfather, or they've had some male figure in their life that they could look up to maybe add the knowledge together with what the mother has taught them, along with what the male figure mm-hmm. has inserted into their lives
Absolutely.
To help them to be the type of individual that they are.
Absolutely.
But what we're trying to do is make sure that you know and understand on today the way that society is going today, we already have enough problems to deal with right now.
That's right.
Even Jesus said, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So we shouldn't think about tomorrow.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with planning.
Just handle it today.
But amen, we have to face what's going on today.
Absolutely.
So now, because of that reason, then what we need to know as Christians, when we add these situations, or if we sit back and let them slip into the lives of our children,
mm-hmm.
it makes the situation more volatile because life itself is complicated. It's not a bowl of cherries.
That's right.
Good things happen to bad people. But what we have to do is rely upon God because he has already prescribed the method to us, which is the truth of his word. If applied to life and life situations, we're going to come out on top each and every time.
Absolutely.
But we have to apply the truth, and we have to know the truth.
And knowing the truth and the separation of truth from error takes wisdom from God.
Amen.
And wisdom comes from God and not from the world. In fact, the book of James says the world offers earthly, sensual, and demonic wisdom, and God offers that true wisdom.
Amen.
And one of the things that is taking place, and you touched on it, taking place with the fact that we have those today that are believing the lie, following the lie, and it's because we have been born and bred into a society that believes that the medical association says something, if the doctor says something, if the medical scientists say something, that we need to embrace it and believe it. We've determined, we've fully found out, we've been fully shown that that is not the case. And that was discovered during the course of the past 3 years with the COVID epidemic, and what Dr. Fauci himself said, that he was science. And if you disbelieved him, you're disbelieving science. His words, not mine. And we have doctors today that are telling moms and dads that your son or daughter would be happy if you would transition them, because they're going to grow up being displeased and dishappy and unhappy, and you need to do something. I'm looking at an article that says, doctor disregarded parents' rights and pushed the kids into sex changes.
My, my.
Jamie Reed, a former case manager at the Washington University Transgender Center at St. Louis Children's Hospital, said the clinic rushes children into irreversible sex change procedures, often against the wishes of parents, in the article that was printed Thursday. Reed said, Reed, a self-identified queer woman who is married to a transgender person, worked at the clinic from 2018 to 2022, during which time she became increasingly concerned about children being rushed into cross-sex hormones with irreversible consequences. About 1,000 distressed youth came into the clinic, she said, while she was working there, and most of them received hormones. But by the time I departed, she said, and I quote, I was certain that the way the American medical society and system is treating these parents, patients, is the opposite of the promise to make them to do no harm. Instead, we're permanently harming the vulnerable patients in our care. Quote, doctors tended to disagree, to disregard parental rights, and saw themselves as more informed decision makers when it came to the children's medical decisions. In other words, we live in a society today where moms and dads and even churches and spiritual people will deflect to and defer to a medical doctor and what the doctor says rather than what God says. This is the reason we need to make a 180-degree turn. We need to go back to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God and ask the question, what does God's word say? Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. We need to have your dialogue and discussion. What do you think? Do you see Satan embracing the hearts and the minds and the lives of our kids? That most, Pastor Davis, most are not aware of the fact that the overwhelming majority of those that commit mass murders on some type of drug-altering, mind-altering drug.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Also the overwhelming majority of them have no father in the home.
Amen.
So then out of a fatherless home, and yet we wonder why these horrific things are taking place today. Ladies and gentlemen, it's evident that there's a demonic grip on the hearts and the minds of all that will touch the lives of our children. We see the drag queen story hour. We see the schools, this taking place in our schools and public libraries. We see Disney now fully woke, pushing the LGBTQ agenda. And now they have what's called the satanic clubs that's taking place in our schools. Pastor Davis, I don't know if you're that familiar with it or not, but we have the satanic clubs that's taking place in school after school after school across America. I'm looking at one article that's about what is happening in Virginia. Satan Club organizer says Chesapeake school public school system's trying to scare us. We're not going to pay the $600 fee. According to an email sent to the club organizers from Chesapeake School Director Students Support Services and Wayne Martin, the club sponsored by the Satanic Temple, he has to pay more than $600 to cover the cost for the four public officers, public safety officers at the club's meeting. The email says further changes may be necessary if the school division requires officers to spend time there. The bottom line of this article says the Satanic Temple is a non-theistic religious organization formed decades ago. The after-school Satan Club was originally launched as a response to the Good News Club, a religious club for kids run by Child Evangelism Fellowship. The fellowship says its purpose is to evangelize boys and girls with the gospel of Jesus Christ. But the Satanic Club and the organizers say the club is not going to follow the direction of the school board, the school superintendent. They're going to have this. And, Pastor, that's not just in that one school. This is happening on a proliferating basis across the nation in school district after school district after school district with the Satanic Club. Now, listen, ladies and gentlemen, let's tie up some loose ends. If we see these things happening, and we do, if these things are real and they are, then how should we then live? What should we do? Parents, perhaps you're listening. Perhaps you say, well, my child is out of school. Perhaps you're a grandparent and you have grandkids in the public school system. You find that they are being molded by the way of the world. They're being molded by the demonic leadership that's over them. Their minds and their hearts are being sold out and surrendered to satanic involvement. What should you do? How should you respond? Ladies and gentlemen, let me give, Pastor, I want to give our listeners two or three things very quickly. Then we're going to look at some biblical answers to the dilemma that we find ourselves in.
Amen.
We want to see, and I could go for the balance of the day with article after article after article and evidence after evidence after evidence promulgating the fact that we're living in a day and time when we're in total control, it seems, total control of the demonic aura in our society. So we want to look at very briefly some of the things we're watching today. Our families are at risk. As never before, our families are at risk.
Well, Dr.
Our
Young,
faith and freedom's at risk.
Let me just say, you know, to that, because there were several things that caught my attention as you were going down through that. But the number one thing I want to say, and I know we'll be out of time before we're out of word right now, and I do want you to get to the other part of the discussion right as you were getting ready to. The number one thing that parents need to do, I'm not going to say grow a backbone, but get a backbone.
Mm-hmm.
You are the parent. You're not your child's buddy or playmate.
That's right.
I let my kids know all the time. Don't get me wrong. We have a great relationship.
Amen.
I love my son and daughter. I love my grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to look at me when I speak and know that that's Pops speaking.
Amen.
I'm not your peer. I am your dad, or I am your granddad.
That's right.
I am the authority figure in the family.
Amen.
So for that reason, when I say something, especially I know that it's going to be detrimental to your situation, to keep you from getting into a situation where you'll end up getting so far down into an area of trouble that you can't get yourself out.
Right.
Because I've been that way before, been there, done that. Bought the t-shirt, got my name on the sidewalk.
Got it.
So I don't want you to go that way. Mm-hmm. So to keep you from getting into a detrimental situation, I want to speak things into your life that will help you.
Yes.
So for that reason, when I speak, I expect for you to respond.
Absolutely. And that's
because this is
be.
Why God has me here.
That's right. That's what fathers are in a home for. That's what parents, grandparents are for. In fact, Pastor, I believe it's in Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, beginning with about verse 5. If you would read that for us. It's
Amen.
Called the Shema, and it's the responsibility of the parents, and it states it very clearly in this text.
That's Deuteronomy?
Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter.
And 5.
It's 5 and following.
And he said, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might." Now, that's where it begins.
Amen. That's the beginning.
You have got to love God.
That's right.
Love him enough to honor, reverence, fear.
That's
fear
right.
is reverence.
That's right.
And respect him.
Absolutely. Amen.
And trust that his word, when he speaks a word, is all for your good.
Amen.
And then he said, "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart."
Mm-hmm.
That's at the center of every individual. God expects for you to implant his word and let it reside there. Amen. So he said, and thou shalt. That's a commandment.
Commandment, direction,
to you.
Direction.
He's not asking you to do it.
That's right.
He's not saying not do it if you want to do it.
It's not a suggestion.
He's not saying give them your version. Mm-hmm. You see, you said that earlier in the program.
Right.
Everybody has their version of truth, and it's not the word of God. Mm-hmm. So he's saying, and thou shalt teach them diligently. That means without fail.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Guess what? There's no room in there for Facebook.
That's right.
There's no room in there for the iPhone, the iPad. Mm-hmm. Calling friends on the phone or meeting them at the park and doing things that parents don't even know what's going on in their children's lives.
Right.
When you got the word of God in place at all times, then of course what's going to show up in your life is going to be the word of God.
That's
amen.
Right.
And this is what God expects. And he said, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates.
Amen.
So all the time, wherever we go, wherever we even focus our attention, wherever you turn your eyes to look, you should always be able to see the word of God.
That's right. Should be able to be a teaching opportunity for moms and dads and
amen.
Parents.
Amen.
And
but that is the problem, Dr. Youngblood. As I told you before the broadcast, mm-hmm. I've spoken with many people over the last couple of weeks, and a lot of them have been telling me about the problem that they are having with their kids.
Yes.
Some of them do have one-parent households. There are some that have only fathers, mm-hmm. and there are some that have only mothers. Mm-hmm. Yet we have to know and understand we as men can't teach girls how to be a woman. Mm-hmm. It takes a woman figure.
Right.
Likewise with the woman, you can't raise your son how to be a man. You need a man figure somewhere in that life.
And we've got a deficit of the father figures in the home
amen.
Today more than history.
Amen.
In
so fact, when we turn to the sages, the people that we got in place in society, whether it be financial, educational, whatever sector mm-hmm. of life in the public life that we have them in, that we have trusted, we have entrusted them with the welfare of our children.
Yes.
If they are perverted, then what's going to happen to
that's
the kids?
Exactly. And that's what we're seeing taking
amen.
Place in America today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject that I believe is warranted to be discussed. It is Satan stealing the hearts and the minds and the lives of our sons and our daughters. It's a satanic battle for the lives of our kids, our sons and our daughters. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, Proverbs 22:6, the scripture is so emphatic, so directive, that this is, we're talking about what's happening with the hearts and the minds of our sons and our daughters.
Amen.
Satan is stealing it, but it goes back to the parental authority, the dad's responsibility, and the parent's responsibility to train a child. In fact, in Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. Now, if you put that in the literal transliteration from the Hebrew text to the English, train up a child the way, the bent, the leaning, the direction that he should go, not that he wants to go, but that he should go, and when he shall have become old, he will not have departed from it. That is the indelible training that's needed from a young age. Not a matter of saying, well, at 4 years old, I'm going to transition my son into a little girl. It's at the early age, training that child to love the Lord Jesus Christ, training that child to study the Word, training that child to honor God, training that child to be obedient to the voice of mom and dad in the home, and for the parents to recognize our awesome, ultimate responsibility before God, and that is to be the mother, the father, the husband, the wife in the home that God charges us with the responsibility. Yes, we're watching a demonic delusion. Yes, we're watching Satan trying to tear down the hearts and the minds. But let me, Pastor, I believe that there needs to be some fundamental information, suggestions given to our parents. What do we find most of this taking place today that's undermining the authority of the parents, undermining the authority of God's Word, undermining the authority of common sense? It's in the schools. It's in our public, governmentally controlled schools.
Amen.
And ladies
Amen.
And gentlemen, I dare you to prove me wrong. You can take the across the nation. Our schools are controlled by the teachers' unions, and the teachers' unions is nothing more, nothing less than an arm of the Socialist Marxist Communist Party, and it is made up of those that want to bring in the woke generation, bring in the new era of total, absolute control, the hearts and the minds of our sons and our daughters. So what do I say, Pastor? I say to every parent, snatch that child out of the public school system. Oh, I know, the many that's sitting there rocking and reeling and saying, how do you do that? My bride can tell you that we said for the lives of our sons, we have four sons. I've said for less than 100 years now, I'd rather have four sons to grow up to be academic dummies.
Amen.
Than
Amen.
To have them brainwashed in the public school system where their morals and the ethics and the values and their allegiance to Christ is absolutely undermined and destroyed. I believe that every parent, if you're a mother, I don't care what educational background you have, if you're a mother, you have more capability of teaching your sons and daughters at home the academics in an hour or two each day than 8 hours in the brainwashing system called the governmentally controlled schools that's destroying the morals, ethics, and the values of our sons and our daughters. Snatch them out of the public school system. Do homeschooling. Do Christian school. Do parental co-op educational programs. Whatever it takes to keep that child under the auspices, the guidance, and the leadership and direction of Christian moms and dads at home where they can grow and be nurtured in the Lord. I believe, Pastor Davis, there's the need for having that father in the home. But I've said, parents, dads, listen carefully. God holds the dad responsible for the moral, ethical, spiritual direction in that home.
Amen.
Pastor, Colossians chapter 3, verse 18 through 21. Colossians 3, 18 through 21. I believe be a wrap-up text that we'll talk about. Because in Colossians 3, 18 through 21, I call that unit of thought Family Matters. Because it talks about the wife's responsibility, the husband's responsibility, and the child's responsibility under God. Read those verses, comment on them, and
Amen.
Then we'll close.
It says here, wives, submit yourselves, that means volunteer,
That's right.
to come under his authority. Mm-hmm. Amen. Unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them.
Mm-hmm.
Children, obey your parents in all things,
right.
not some.
Oh.
All things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. God yes. has something. He's spoken to every person in those five verses.
Yes.
Amen. If you haven't found your name there.
That's the whole Family
just,
Matters.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Just look and see, and you'll see he's still talking to you.
And Pastor, one final note. I'm looking at the headline. Fox News' Pete Hegseth, as a father, the only thing that matters is introducing my kids to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Fantastic article about Pete Hegseth that says that the greatest responsibility he has is leading his kids to Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and President of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.